Hello and welcome to the Creative Viz podcast, where we delve into topics related to architecture, development, and visual design. Today, I'm really pleased to have Dodi Preston here on the podcast. She is the Director of Creative and Experience Design with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Fox and Roach Realtors. She represents the Mid-Atlantic region. And today we're going to talk about her role with Berkshire Hathaway, what she's seeing in the markets, and a few other topics related to marketing and sales and different types of new developments. So with that, thank you, Dodi. It's great to see you. How are
you
today?
I'm very well. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'd love to learn a little bit more about your day-to-day role with Berkshire Hathaway, Fox and Roach. We had talked earlier about how your position kind of land somewhere between the development teams and the sales teams. How do you position your marketing efforts? I mean, in a nutshell, what does a typical day look like for you?
The B2B and the B2C business, one supports the other. So as a business, we're designing things strategically for the agents to be able to promote their business, both as an agent and for each individual home that they sell and advertise to the best of their ability and fast on the go. Agents are always on the go. They're seldom working hours that anybody else works. Holidays, they work and all of that. So yeah, it's a business that needs to support them from wherever they are on the road. So yeah, the landscape from whenever I started in this business, without dating myself, I won't say just exactly how long I've been in this business, has changed a lot. It's so exciting to see and to evolve with it and see what's next. We as Fox and Roach Realtors have a 100-year history on the upper North Atlantic area. So we have a lot of clout, a lot of tenure here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trust built with our name. And having Berkshire Hathaway behind us as well is huge. Yeah. We can lean on that brand. The agents can lean on that brand. And we support them with a lot of materials that continue to build that trust.
Is there anything that kind of jumps out recently? I'm thinking of ChatGPT, other AI tools potentially. Is there anything like that that has been a big change for you and your team?
Well, certainly our marketing development team has jumped on that bandwagon of ChatGPT and helping these agents to be able to build a description for a home using ChatGPT. So we have webinars that are set up and it's amazing how quickly they did that. Our SVP has his finger on the pulse of that at all times and it's been impressive to see. We're trying to support them in the best way we can. Some of them embrace it, some of them do not, whatever serves them best.
Dodi, tell me, what kinds of properties are you typically involved in marketing? Is it primarily housing? Are there other types of properties you're involved with?
We do have commercial, and we also have a new homes and land development division as well.
Yeah.
That rolls under our purview. It's all very fascinating to watch. So, as you know, as an architect, home ownership and home purchasing and the building of a home or the redesign of a home is all emotional. This is where your memories are. And so we strive to align whatever we're marketing and to help the agents align with a strategy, with a purpose, and then design with a strategy. So we align with the purpose of the home, getting to know the backstory, if there is one. We have loads of historic, deeply historic homes here.
It's amazing.
Those are always fun to walk into, whether it's on the page or on the website or physically. So we have those. We have urban development, lots of small studio apartments to luxury penthouses. And we also have the beach, New Jersey Shore, Maryland Shore, Delaware Shore, homes like that, whether they're second homes or they're retirement homes.
Right.
So we run the gamut.
Yeah, that's great. How much of that would you say is ground up new development versus existing properties?
I'm not sure I could give that a percentage.
Oh, okay.
We don't, as a brokerage, work directly with the developers, but the agents do. So what we define for them as marketing materials is so that they can approach a developer that they have or have not worked with before.
I'm just thinking about the challenge of trying to position a property that doesn't exist. If it's still on the boards or under construction, you're having to communicate that to a potential buyer, get them to visualize something that doesn't exist yet. That can be really challenging.
Where rendering comes in.
Yay.
Right.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that.
I sure am. Is that part of your kit?
It is part of our kit.
Are there things that your buyers are particularly attuned to? I'm imagining where they're looking at a new development versus an existing development in the same neighborhood. What sort of factors might they be considering between the two?
Yeah, that's,
I know that's big.
It depends on how much you want to dive into what affordability is.
Right.
maybe the builder is offering something more in their package of a new home than the homeowner can possibly do
the
for
existing.
Them.
Yeah.
Financing. Although we offer financing. So the agents get more into that.
They get more into that. So for your role, this is where I get fuzzy. So thank you for that. How do you, you know, the materials that you're putting together, the package, the positioning, shall we say, the property, how is that different, new versus existing, or urban properties versus suburban or resort locations? What are the factors or the elements that you consider when you're putting together different positioning packages?
Whatever I'm working with, whatever type of product that I'm promoting, whether it's a home or a new development,
sure,
I'm creating a mood.
Right.
I'm creating the story to let them know what the backstory is on a historic home or the home. Maybe it's been lovingly owned by one owner for 45 years and it's been super, super well kept, or a new development, what the future could be in this development, what the builder holds out as their story. There's a storyline to it. Tap into that to create that feeling for somebody to have a connection.
Yeah.
That they can see themselves in a home. That's my goal. So partnering with the marketing team, with the agents and knowing their backstory, even the history of an agent. They might have history working in certain areas, so they know it very well.
Right.
They have a legacy there. So they can speak to that as well. And it's creating that mood. And it's what works. It's the beauty of it that comes forward of the storyline.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's really interesting. And so it truly is personalized to the property. Everyone has their own nuance, right?
Right. So it is customized. We provide the agents with a lot of materials that they can work with. But when we work to customize marketing materials, portfolios, books, online, everything. Literally, it is a custom feel to it because we're not like any other brokerage out there. We're not, our agents are as individual as any other homeowner.
Right, right.
I, as a creative, I never stop thinking about how it can be better. I can go 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, come back and go, I wish I would have tweaked that a little bit more.
Totally, yeah.
When the agent or the homeowner or the executive, when they're happy, when my team has hit that mark of what they hoped this would look like, what this would say, and the design expresses what they hoped to push into the market, that's when we stop.
Yeah.
And then if they think about it 2 days, 2 weeks, they'll come back and say, wait a minute, I rethought that. We always start with a creative brief. And the creative brief gives everybody who touches that product, whether it's a writer or it's a designer or it's a social media person, they understand what needs to push forward and what needs to be developed and released.
And then
so that helps a lot.
You're sort of making sure that all these different pieces come together and create something bigger than the sum of the parts, right?
Well, we try. Yes.
Yeah.
That is the goal. And I will say that we work very hard to hit our mark.
I imagine these assets that you're creating, do they have another life beyond the potential sale? Do people keep the photography or the story elements that you're talking about producing?
I have a 25-year library.
Oh my gosh.
Before I started. The digital library started 25 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been keeping that updated. We have a lot of legacy stuff.
That's got to be amazing.
Keeping specific notes on properties usually is held with the agent.
Okay. Yeah.
They have more of it than we do.
Oh, sure.
But I have loads of pictures and images and renderings and all kinds of things.
Sure.
Aerials. You can see, put an aerial side by
side.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah, it is.
Love the before and after, all that kind of stuff.
We do.
Are there any over that period of time that are outstanding for you? Obviously nothing confidential or anything like that, but do you have a favorite?
Oh, wow. I love to see the changes from Center City, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, where they might not even have anything to do with housing. Just to see the develop certain areas, Avenue of the Arts, for instance.
Oh, my gosh.
To be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's full of theaters and venues and all kinds of things. I do love the luxury homes. They're so elegant. I love reading and filtering in the history of something that started somewhere in the 1700s and has been added on to, and looking at that architecture and seeing where the original house was on the property. Even tiny little homes that have carriage homes and little Kate, they all have such charm.
I also wanted to touch on the aspect of affordability. That's going to be top of mind for a lot of people, particularly with housing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the challenges that you see. And obviously, you're going to portray affordable projects in a very different way than a luxury and historic. What are some of those challenges for you?
Well, the affordability aspect has both helped us and hindered us. And we're no different in that respect. We are no different than any other brokerage. We do have many things that we can offer clients that are unique to our brokerage, the full gamut of anything that you could want for buying a house, not only with our agents with tenure and how professional they are, but title, insurance, financing, mortgage financing. We offer that as well. When rates were low and inventory was low, that was a massive impact across the board. Now that rates are higher and there's still little inventory,
right?
Ignore that that's impactful for our bottom line and the difficulty that agents are having out there. So we try to support them as best we
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are there things that you and I can do or Berkshire Hathaway can do to help the supply problem, if that's going to be part of the solution, you know, changing the affordability matrix?
I think with making sure that we treat each individual property with the respect it deserves. Moving it forward, you never know who's going to be able to afford. It's not my job to say this luxury house has more emphasis or should take more of my time. That's really all I can offer on that. Continue doing the best I can.
Just do the best. As the markets are changing, as it's becoming more difficult to enter the market, do you feel like other areas within your region, urban, suburban, other areas are becoming more attractive to, say, young buyers trying to enter the market? Are you seeing any differences in that way?
It hasn't crossed my desk in that way. I haven't seen anything like that for our brokerage. Now, we are expanding our focus with commercial a bit, and that's been interesting.
What are the challenges then on the commercial side? We're talking what? Office, I imagine.
We don't do high-rise office. We do low-rise office.
Low-rise. Okay.
Or strip centers. I don't know where the plan is to go in the future. So I can't speak to that. But commercial's taking a hit as well.
Absolutely. You're at home. I'm at home. What are you seeing? What's your take on how that is affecting the office market? Are you seeing return to work or tenants having tougher negotiations as a result?
We're not in the property management side of commercial. We're in the sales part of it. Our particular department has gone back hybrid. We spend a couple of days a week in office. It's about team collaboration. We still have people in our department who are in other states that can't make that. It's been a blessing to be able to work from home for me personally and other people that I've spoken with.
It'll be difficult to go back.
Full time in office was very difficult, but we get a lot done remotely. I know people on our team that just don't stop. They just work. All the time. Sometimes it's very late nights over here at home.
Yeah, we all have them, of course.
Yes.
Well, let me maybe re-ask that question as it relates to sales. Some markets are still quite depressed for office space. Are owners, are they getting squeezed? Do you feel like there's more perhaps urgency to loading an underperforming property? Or is there any kind of shakeup in the market? I'm thinking particularly like in the B and C class that are getting really, really hit right now.
I am curious to see where that lands. I do think that building owners are being squeezed to move property in some way, maybe even to repurpose a property.
I was going to ask you that too.
I'm very curious to see the future of that. I think it's still new post-COVID.
There's a lot of talk about urban office development, older urban office buildings converting to residential, hotel, other uses. Is that the case for the low rise? Have you seen any kind of inklings of that yet?
I have not seen that. Okay. I can imagine that in Philadelphia, since it is such an urban living population, I can imagine that a number of buildings would trade out at least part of their building for housing.
I was talking to somebody, they're talking about urban farming, you know, converting some of these really under, but well-located buildings to completely different use, getting really creative with all this infrastructure that we suddenly have in our hands.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That serves two things.
Yeah.
Not only for the building.
For the neighborhood.
For food. Yeah.
Farm to table right there.
Absolutely. Awesome. I like that.
Thank you, Dodie. Is there anything else we should touch on before we wrap things up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you again. It's been a pleasure to have you on. I really appreciate your time and joining us today. Thank you so much and take care.
Soon. Scott, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.